A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change's consensus candidate selection process. The party is choosing candidates for the forthcoming council, parliamentary and presidential elections set for some time this year. But first, a quick look at other stories in Zimbabwe and other nations. CCC interim spokesperson for Zaya Mahere has been fined $500 following her conviction by a Harare magistrate for publishing falsehoods. Magistrate Taurai Manmere ruled that Mahere undermined the authority of the police in 2021 when she tweeted that a baton-wielding police officer allegedly beat to death a baby that was strapped on his mother's back. Mahere is so far, he was in the courts tonight. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokhetho oluqhutshwa libandla le-CCC lona elidinga abantu abazalimela kukhetho oluzayo lonyaka. Kusenjalo unkosazana Fazai Mahere, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC, usetholakale elecala lokuphanyeka enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter, umbiko okuthiwa wawungamanga. UMahere wethula umbiko othi kulo mntwana owatshaywa lipolisa wabhubha ebelethwa ngunina, ugwetshwe-ke ukuthi ahlawule $500. In other news, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairperson Justice Priscilla Chikumba told Parliament today that they have received 77 billion Zimbabwe dollars for conducting this year's elections.
Election courts and accreditation of observers. We had bid for 128.6 billion and we were allocated 77 billion. Treasury normally supplements the budget to meet the gaps created by inflationary factors and price increases. I'm sure the Director of Finance, Mr. Shabaya, can expand on that during question and answer. Currently, the Commission is driving towards procuring election material. The Commission is happy that Treasury is forthcoming in support of all of these activities as and when the required resources. In terms of procurements, we are seized with the procurement processes for both sensitive and non-sensitive election materials. Just to clarify, what we consider sensitive materials are things such as ballot paper and ink, where we really have to engage the use of forensic scientists to test the quality of the indelible ink, and also to test the quality of the ballot paper. Early procurement of material and equipment is being prioritized since some of the items will be procured outside the country and need a foreign currency component. Due to the fact that the procurement of such items takes longer, it was need to kickstart the procurement process early. Such items, ballot paper, indelible ink, marking pens, and our tests. Provinces have already submitted their requirements for consolidation. It is expected that most of the deliveries should be received by the end of June 2023 in readiness for calls. In terms of transportation, the Commission is currently engaging the CNPD on all our vehicle requirements for the 2023 harmonized elections with a view to hiring vehicles to mitigate any shortfalls that are obvious after considering the inadequacy of the Commission vehicle fleet. Funding has also been provided for procurement of limited operational vehicles. On human resources, in terms of Section 10 of the Electoral Act, the Commission is empowered to access state, local authority, or statutory body or council personnel to assist with the running of elections. In this regard, the Public Service Commission has already approved the Commission's request for electoral personnel to be seconded for various duties during harmonized elections.
That was Justice Priscilla Chikumba, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, speaking in Parliament today. In USA, former US President Donald Trump yesterday pleaded not guilty in New York to 34 felony charges of falsifying business records. Trump again denied the charges yesterday evening and attacked the New York prosecutor's motives. The VOA New York Bureau and Veronica Baltera Iglesias contributed to this report.
Trump surrendered at a New York City courthouse where he denied charges of involvement in a scheme to hide accusations of sexual misconduct by falsifying business records to hide payoffs to accusers, including a former adult film actor.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are.
Trump was greeted by supporters as he returned to Florida and was defiant in a televised address at his Mar-a-Lago resort, where he said the prosecutor was motivated by politics.
With a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case, there's no case.
But a grand jury of citizens voted to charge Trump, and one analyst says his attacks on the legal process will only backfire. Paul Schiff Berman teaches law at George Washington University. He spoke by Skype.
The case is going to be heard based on the facts and the law. And I also don't think it will help him in the main with the American people, because most Americans want the legal process to operate fully and fairly, even with regard to a former president.
People who gathered outside the New York courthouse were divided and passionate. Dion Cheney is a supporter.
I'm here to support my president, Donald Trump, the greatest president in American history, probably the best leader on planet Earth ever.
Jennifer Fisher is not a fan of Trump.
He's a con man, and he has a lot of people still fooled. Most New Yorkers he doesn't fool, but I hope they'll see the light.
Trump faces the unprecedented indictment while he remains a leading contender for the Republican nomination for president. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News.
And Zimbabwe's main opposition CC party today started conducting its so-called consensus candidate selection process nationwide. Local people at village and ward level are conducting the process amid reports that there were conflicts in some areas, where some candidates claim that they are being sidelined in favor of sitting councillors and members of parliament. CCC is also looking for a presidential candidate, with indications that all provinces have endorsed Mr. Nelson Chamisa as the sole representative of the party in the presidential poll set for some time this year. At the same time, ZANU-PF says it will rerun its primaries in areas where it claims there were some violent activities perpetrated by party members. The primaries will be rerun in Gokwe Nembutsia, in Siza North and Zwimba West, where allies of President Emmerson Mnangagwa lost. Njengolithembisa kwethu zulukandaba ekuqaleni kohlelo lolu, namhla sihlolisisa ukhetho olwenziwa libandla le-CCC elidinga abazalimela kukhetho oluzayo. Ukhetho lolu luzakwenziwa lonyaka ngolokudinga ukuthi kambe ibandla leli lizamelwa ngobani kudala lephalamende lakumakansila. Konke lokhu kwenziwa ke ezigabeni zonke kwele Zimbabwe. Interim Deputy Spokesperson of the Opposition Party, Gift Ostalo Siziba, visited some of the areas where the consensus candidate selection process is being conducted.
Thank you very much. We've just arrived in Mbare to witness the candidate selection nomination process. That is going on ahead. As you can see, different citizens from this part of Mbare have been accredited to get into our process and nominate who they prefer in terms of council, who they prefer in terms of parliament, and of course who they prefer in terms of our presidential candidate. The process, as you saw from inside, is being conducted by an independent panel of experts that has been appointed to conduct this process. It's tranquil, citizens are happy, they are making a choice. One of the things that we have done is putting citizens back at the center. We do this so that citizens are able to reflect their will in terms of who should lead this area as a councillor, who should lead this area as a member of parliament, and of course, who should represent Mare as a presidential candidate. So every citizen has been given an opportunity to make a choice in terms of the people they prefer, because this is the nature of our citizens' process. We want to thank every citizen. They are doing the same across the entire part of the country, and citizens are happy, as you can see. They are excited. They are going to be making a choice. After here, they are going to go for vetting, those who are nominated. From vetting process, they are obviously going to continue to go for validation. Where we will come back to these people and hear their views in terms of who they prefer from those that would have been nominated.
That is Gift Ostalo Siziba, who is the interim CCC deputy spokesperson. He was speaking to journalists in Harare. Some CCC supporters were happy to choose candidates of their choice. Here is one of them. So that is one of the CCC supporters in Harare. She was speaking there to journalists. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we are expecting Ms. Ellen Shiriedenga of the Citizens Coalition for Change and Mr. Effort Ncube, an independent political commentator. We are also expecting to be joined by Mr. Fortune Lalazi, who is a foreign-based member of the CCC. At the moment, we've got a ZANU-PF member, Xavier Zobare, who is on the line from London. Mr. Zobare, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube, for welcoming me to the show.
Thank you very much, sir. So we understand there's going to be some kind of rerun in some areas in the ZANU-PF sphere. Why a rerun now? Because it seems Mr. Mnangagwa's allies may have lost in some places, right?
Okay, let's deal with the characterization of Mr. Mnangagwa's allies as you speak. President Mnangagwa is the first secretary and the president of ZANU-PF. So all of us, we fall under President Emmerson Mnangagwa, as we elected him last October at ZANU-PF Congress. So there is no talk of allies here. It is just a democratic process in ZANU-PF, which we are making sure is done properly, is done according to the party's set rules for internal contestation. As you would have noticed, or as you have said in your opening remarks, there were challenges in the areas that reruns are taking place. Some of the challenges mainly include a bit of violence, including delays in ballot papers arriving at places. And the Politburo sat down to deliberate, to review all these things, whether they had been compatible with our fairness in running our primary elections. And because they fell short of the threshold that we, or the standard that we have set ourselves, the ZANU-PF, the Politburo felt that it is appropriate and fair for those who participated to be given an opportunity to run again against each other. Probably a few more will feel also that they want to get involved in electing, democratically electing their representative for the constituencies that have been said.
Yeah, but looking at how things went in some places, like you put Mr. Ziyambi, who lost, and Mayor Wazajena, who also lost. These are very strong, people, in ZANU-PF, and they are mainly allied to the president. We know that, during the time when Mugabe was removed from power. These are the guys who were in the front lines for that kind of scenario, you know? So is it not that ZANU-PF is going to rig itself here? You know, I mean, when they are pitting some candidates who actually won against these ones who actually lost, and they are believed to be, I mean, it seems as if they are being favored.
No, there is no favoritism that is being done. A lot of us supported President Emmerson Mnangagwa for a long time. Some of us go back as far back as 2002, 2003, when we started thinking that we needed a new direction in the party, and the right candidate would probably be Comrade Mnangagwa at the time. So it's not necessarily that there is any favoritism. If there was favoritism, I probably would be favored as well. But it is just a democratic process that we are having. And you would have seen the Politburo would have received the report. Our security, our NBF Security Department would have received the report. And all those reports, yesterday, Politburo said for quite a long time, going through that. You would have noticed that Politburo, over the last 2 weeks, it has said about 3-4 times to deliberate and discuss on the process and, of course, the results. So upon discussing and analyzing the reports, our leadership, which is the Politburo on behalf of the Central Committee, decided that there are areas that needed reruns. There are a lot of other people who could be regarded as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's allies that lost elections, and the party hasn't intervened. So, for example, you'd see in Urungwe, Comrade Mary Munishwa, who is also the provisional chairman, lost. But there hasn't been an order or instruction for a rerun because it was deemed to be fair. So it's not about allies. It's about the process. Because like I said earlier on, President Mnangagwa can't choose to say, you are an ally, we are an ally. We are all under the umbrella of ZANU-PF. We all support him as our sole candidate
in the
2023 election.
Thank you, Mr. Zomare. So we've got Mr. Itai Malombita. He's saying, can we call him right now? He's waiting for our call. So we are going to take a short break shortly, and then we'll come back most probably with some more guests. So stay tuned. We're coming back shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe, and you can also find us on our websites, www.voindebele.com, www.voishona.com, and www.voizimbabwe.com. So now we are joined by a CCC member, Mr. Itai Malombita. He's based in South Carolina, here in USA. Mr. Malombita, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you very much. So you guys are conducting what you're calling a consensus election candidates, election process. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, thank you. You will remember, Gibbs, that right from the onset when this movement was set up, the core drive and thrust of this movement was to put citizens at the center. So you will also acknowledge that in all our engagements, we have always had to put the citizens in terms of their opinions, their thrust and all that they intend to see in a democratic Zimbabwe, that has been our focus. And this is no different in this period where we are going into the process of electing representatives in the forthcoming for the forthcoming general election. Mm-hmm. So the consensus candidate selection is also centered around engaging the generality of the citizens who subscribe to the vision of this movement to participate and make decisions. This is a bottom-up approach that we are actually executing in this process.
So while conducting that kind of process, some people are complaining, saying they feel like they're being left out because, you know, the process is in favor of the sitting councillors and members of parliament. What's your reaction to that?
I think that is misplaced. The process is quite transparent, and the expectations of those who would want to participate in the process is also very clear and transparent. Mind you, this process is so different from what we have seen happening in the erstwhile opposition political party, like the MDC, in the yesteryears, where leadership made determination in terms of who was going to represent. So sitting members of parliament, councillors, etc., they are undergoing the same rigorous process where the communities where they intend to represent or that where they have been representing, they have to seek that mandate by popular choice because of the work that they have conducted in their particular constituencies, which is what would get them the ticket or the nod to represent their constituencies. So there is no bias, there is no favoritism. It's a process that is open to everyone, whether you someone who is a sitting MP or someone who was once represented those various constituencies. So that is far from the truth.
Yes, we see that there are some people, Abbas Postela, Imlayizelo, Emnengi, lapha ku VOA Studio 7, ku VOA Shona, kanye la ku VOA Zimbabwe. So ke kulobaba lapha ke uthi umntuma uthi kona beware of foreign equipment. I don't know what he's saying about this. So I think he was saying beware of foreign intervention, you know. Then there's another one, Gift, who says we understand ukuthi kuhamba njani xa sikhangela ngokhetho lolu olwenziwa yi-CCC. Kodwa ke kuzagcina ngani xa ukuthi umongameli webandla leli engakhethwa ngabanye abantu abangasiwo kwi-CCC? Kuzathiwani khonoko khonakho okanye azani uwarithi ngakhonoko? Kuzobuya lo munye ke lapha uthi uRichard Moyo uthi ye, siyakuzwa dube khona ngapho e-Studio 7 kodwa kunengi, siyabonga njalo ukuthi i-CCC isisenza ukhetho lolo olwenziweyo. Kuzobuya ke lo Memory Zulu uthi hello Pano, linjani khona ngapho, kupostela lapha ku-VOA Shona. So coming back to you, Mr. Zobari, we see that there's a lot that is happening in CCC, and can you compare their process to the primaries being done in ZANU-PF? 1 minute on that.
Well, you're asking me to compare, you know, a big political or democratic process that is found in ZANU-PF and a feja process that is being done by the opposition that they can't even explain properly, let alone the people they are calling citizens electing. So the interesting bit is I know someone in Harare East who has nominated Tendai Biti for president, a group of people rather, for CC's president, because they believe in him as their MP, and they believe he would be a better leader compared to to the current boy who's leading the party. Now, imagine if that was replicated in other constituencies, what chaos would ensue? You see, I mean, listening to Ostello trying to explain that Mbare is choosing their own president, well, they would probably choose their own MP as their candidate, presidential candidate, because they've got faith in him. What does it mean for Chamisa? So it is a fager system, which they can't even explain, which they can't even justify. It is nonsensical. We can't waste time comparing that with ZANU-PF, which has actually shown how primary elections are done. Compare that way, even in America, compare in the United Kingdom, you will see a similar process, democratic process of nominating or identifying candidates that are elected by the people, for the people, for the interests of the people.
Let's bring in Mr. Marombeza. Mr. Marombeza, you've got the last word here. Quietly.
All right. This is a clear indication of how the ZANU-PF has become archaic, that it is allergic to new ideas and new processes. And this is not anything that we are not too familiar with. That's why you see all these shenanigans that happened in ZANU-PF and all these manipulative processes. They are not able to embrace new ideas and new change. No wonder why you find it is still run along the same old ideas, outdated, and even the people, the very individuals who are at the center of this institution, they are also old. So it's a confirmation from Mr. Zawari that they have nothing new that they are able to embrace. This process is quite transparent that we are going through, and all these other shenanigans and accusations that they are throwing are desperate attempts to try and discredit a process which is generally overwhelmingly and resoundingly going through and bringing about popular candidates that communities are fully representative of the communities that they reside in. Irrespective of your political history or your current position in the political arena in our country, this is an open process that is open to candidates, the most popular candidates from the communities that they reside.
I'll give you 10 seconds in Shona, Mr. Zawari. 10 seconds exactly. The show is over. Shona, 10 seconds.
Kungotaurawo minhu vanoshamisawo havari kukanganwa kuti ivo vari kukura vanoita basa rekutuka vakuru vemusha. Hakuna musha usina vanhu vakuru, and hatingambofa takataura kuti vanhu vakaita sana Tendai Chirawo vari mupolitibureau madhara, because havazi madhara. ZANU-PF yakasangana ihomwe yatinokwana tese isusu.
Thank you, sir.
And there is wisdom in grey hair anyway. Zvechipanha-panha zvavari kuita zvedzungu izvo ndo zvatiri kungoona
zvatenda Marombeza nationa. Baba Marombeza, Neshona, 10 seconds.
Yes. Ndoda kutenda kuti chirongwa chedu chekusarudza vatungamiri vanotaridza popularity, kana kuti vanokurumbira mumacommunities avagere, vanosarudzwa nevanhu vagere mumacommunities pasina kuti pane mukuru achazodoma kuti uyo neuyo, iri kufamba zvakanaka. Macandidates iwaya asarudzwa achazvamburudza ZANU-PF zvakanyanya, nekuti ndiwo macandidates ari popular ari kusupportwa nevanhu abva muvanhu.
Thank you. That is Mr. Itai Marombeza. We also heard from Mr. Xavier Zawari of ZANU-PF. We've come to the end of our show tonight. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.